to the back corner, and it's Holden for a UCLA touchdown.
The Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week, live.
All right, our our Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week award is Florida State defensive back LaMarcus Joyner. He is a 5'8", 190-pound senior from Fort Lauderdale, and he was all over the field against Clemson. Of course, Florida State with a huge win in the ACC. They move all the way up to number two in the BCS, 51-14. That kept the Seminoles undefeated at 6-0. Joining me right now to talk about that and other college football-related items is a former Florida State safety, a former NFLer as well, a Rhodes Scholar too. Myron Roll is my guest. Myron, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Myron. It's good to have you. So not only I would imagine that a former Florida State defensive back, LaMarcus Joyner, winning this award is good for you as a former Seminole as well, but you know LaMarcus a little bit, don't you?
I do. I had a chance to meet LaMarcus when he was in high school. I went to a University of Miami camp, and he was there, and you know, he came and approached me on his own volition, you know, to say hello and tell me how big of a fan he was of me. And you know, it takes a lot of courage for a young person to just come up and say that, and I really appreciate it. And then he's just an upstanding guy, and I've had a chance to see him. Now I'm back in medical school at Florida State, so I've had a chance to intersect with him a few times, and he's just an incredible young man, and obviously an outstanding player as well.
You know, like you said, back at medical school at Florida State, how much time do you get to be a football fan, and how much time do you have to spend studying and doing the work in school?
You know, I think our teachers would give us a pass that I can watch Florida State football on the weekends. You know, I can't really get into all the other games as much as I would or would like to. But yeah, medical school is a lot. There's a lot of work that's required, and obviously I think my future patients want me to be prepared and knowledgeable, so I'm working for my patients right now, I would say. But when I have a chance to watch the Noles play, I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Myron Roll. He's here on behalf of the Ronnie Lott Impact Award. And Myron, I think a lot of people are familiar with your story, but for those of you that aren't, you were a standout player at Florida State, and you had an opportunity to be a very high draft pick in the NFL, projected second round pick, and you decided not to go do it. You also received a Rhodes Scholarship. You decided to go to Oxford instead and study. What was that decision like? Was it a tough decision, or was it, you know, in retrospect, an easier one, knowing that, hey, look, my future is, while I am a great athlete, my future is not an athlete. It's in something else.
Well, it was a very difficult decision. It really, really was, because you know, I chose Florida State University because it was a place where Bobby Bowden, my coach, had a pedigree and acumen for putting players in the NFL. My cousin Samari played 13 years. My other cousin Antrell plays now, won a Super Bowl. So being an NFL player, I guess, was part of my DNA and something I wanted to do. And being an All-American in my junior year and projected second round, it's a lot of money to pass up. It's a lot of a dream to pass up, but I felt that going to Oxford, being a Rhodes Scholar, immersing myself in a new culture, edifying my intellectual capital, meeting new people, traveling, developing my resources, you know, that would behoove my interest as a physician later on in life. And that decision could show other people, young people, that, you know, you can put a priority on academics while being a good athlete, and you could choose academics first and put a premium on that and develop yourself as a leader before, you know, trying to play a sport. So it was a great decision for me. It's worked out well. As I hear other people come up to me and tell me that they've been inspired by the decision, that makes me feel quite rewarded.
We're speaking with Myron Roll. Myron, I mean this with the highest amount of respect possible. Was it easy for you to do both? I mean, to be able to have that sort of athletic ability and to be able to have that sort of intellect, those two things don't always intersect the way that they do with you. Was it easy to balance the two things for you, or was it a challenge to make sure that while you're trying to get ready for a football game, at the same time you're trying to make sure that your academics are buttoned up, that usually one of those two things is going to suffer? Was it a challenge for you too?
Yeah, that's a great question. It wasn't as much a challenge in college. It really wasn't. And here's why. My parents came from the Bahamas, and, you know, my brothers were born and raised there as well. And when we came to the United States, you know, they made it clear to us that we would be strong students and strong athletes, but strong students first. And they also put us in a lot of different things. I mean, I played the saxophone. I played on the fiddle on the roof. I was class president. I was a tour guide. I built House of Habitat for Humanity. So I had a long list, long pedigree of kind of balancing different activities and being able to prioritize and manage my time. So getting to college, you know, it was amplified a bit and on a bigger scale, but I was always really good at making sure I spent a lot of time doing my studies and preparing for my game and watching tape and all of those things. And also, Travis, just to add this as a caveat, I also, I don't drink. I know I don't like playing card games. I don't play video games. You know, so these things didn't interest me, so they weren't potential distractions for me. So it wasn't as difficult as it may seem, and it just started at an early age. It became routine for me.
We're speaking with Myron Roll. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Award. A fellow Florida State Seminole won this week. LaMarcus Joyner is this week's winner. You know, you eventually did come back, and you eventually did spend some time in the NFL. Was it difficult getting reacclimated to athletics, especially professional athletics, after spending so much time in academia?
Yeah, no, that part was a bit difficult. It really was. And it took me some time to really, you know, get my mind and my feet back under me. I had an opportunity to train when I was at Oxford. My brother McKinley went to Oxford with me, and he helped me work out. We used Tom Shaw. It's my trainer I used down in Orlando, and he sent me some Spark equipment and different things to use. But the weather's not as good. The food, fish and chips, not that good. You know, the best athletes on campus are rugby players, and I did not want to play any rugby. I'm not trying to get hit with no pads on. Those guys with no teeth. I said, nope, I'm not doing that. So it was kind of hard coming back. I went to Senior Bowl. I actually played pretty well there. Went to Combine, did okay. Had a better pro day. And when I got drafted by Titans in the sixth round, my rookie year, you know, Coach Fisher was so nice about and so understanding about making sure that, hey, he took things slow with me. He said, I know you have the mental capacity to get all these things down, but there's a difference in actually playing the game. So he worked with me, and it worked out well. I was able to just easily, you know, transition myself back into football, and it took some time, but eventually worked out.
Myron, have you decided what sort of medicine you want to practice?
I do. I want to do neurosurgery, and I've known I wanted to do that since I was in fifth grade. I read a book by Ben Carson, this pediatric neurosurgeon from Hopkins, called Gifted Hands, and that really inspired me to want to go into that field. And, you know, the fact that there's a lot of concussions happening in football and other sports, you know, that can keep me kind of connected to athletics, something that I've loved for a long time, too. So that's kind of a specialty I want to do.
Yeah, Myron, it's an interesting mix because, like you said, that one of the hot-button topics, not just in pro football but in football across the board, is head injuries and brain trauma and CTE and everything that's associated with that. I mean, did you think about that stuff as a player? Like, am I doing long-term damage to my brain, repeatedly hitting things with my head, or was that something that you started to appreciate a little more when you started to get into your studies?
Yeah, certainly the latter. I appreciate it once I finished. While I was playing, you know, I was just thinking about tackling this guy, hitting him, and playing well. I always played with good fundamentals and good techniques, so I think I protected myself in that respect. And I always wore proper equipment. But, you know, once I finished, I started to realize that, man, this sport is quite brutal. There are a lot of, like you said, chronic traumatic encephalopathy and other brain injuries that come, and things that don't even really manifest themselves, diseases that don't manifest themselves until, you know, guys retire 5, 6, 7 years out. So there's a lot of issues, and perhaps if I could add my expertise to this discussion and maybe help some of my former brothers with this issue, then, you know, I can do a service to a sport that I've loved for my whole life.
Is there a safe way to play football?
Wow. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. That's a very tough question. You know, I think if we start early with our young players in the Pop Warner levels, teach them proper technique and fundamentals and make sure they're equipped the right way, and really put the emphasis of football on making a tackle that's not high-velocity collision. You know, I think we kind of overemphasize these big, big, strong hits. You know, that's what makes the highlights. But a good block is just as good as a huge, huge tackle, or a good catch, or a good strategic play. You know, those things need to be emphasized in the game of football, not this high-velocity impact, high-collision content where guys are just, you know, slobber knocker hits. You know, that is not what the game's about. And if maybe we move away from that culture, then perhaps the game could be safer. I don't know if it can be incredibly all the way safe. There's going to be some danger and some inherent risk, but maybe we can make it a little better if we start emphasizing on the true essence and the true beauty of the game.
We're speaking with Myron Roll, former Florida State and NFL defensive back and a Rhodes Scholar as well. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week's winner is Florida State defensive back LaMarcus Joyner. They had a big 51-14 win that kept the Seminoles at 6-0 and on track to play for a national championship. And Myron, I've talked to a lot of guys that are connected to the Lott Impact Award, and it's not just about football. It's about involvement in the community. It's about academics. And I would imagine that, like you've said, that not only did you play at a high level, but a Rhodes Scholarship, you're studying medicine right now. This was probably a pretty easy sell for you to get involved with something like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I got tapped to be a finalist for the Lott Trophy, you know, it was amazing. It really was. I had a chance to go out to L.A., got a trip out there, got to go to a country club, the Pacific Club, and that was the first time I ever walked. Actually, honestly, it was my first time ever, like, actually being in a country club.
Really?
So that was, like, a neat experience for me. I got to do some punching bags and work out. You know, I met incredible people. There was one man named Tom Brown, his wife, Rosita. They've been incredible friends to me now to this day. You know, got a chance to meet Ronnie Lott and Howie Long and all these great people. You know, it was a wonderful weekend. And the other guys who were finalists with me, you know, are still my friends to this day. James Laurinaitis was a finalist with me, Brian Arapco, and I still talk to them to this day. So you kind of create like a brotherhood of good, strong character people, and I think that's what the Lott Impact Award is trying to get at, and I would say that I'm a testimony of that.
Absolutely. Myron, one last question before I let you go. Like you talked about, you know, you don't play video games, you don't like to play cards, you don't drink. If you're studying medicine, and obviously you're still plugged into the Florida State football program, what do you do to relax? What do you do for fun when you have so many different things on your plate every single day? How do you kind of unplug from the world?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. You know, I'm in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, and I got some of my fraternity brothers that are here with me in Tallahassee. So, you know, I'd just be unfiltered with them. You know, they'll come over, we might watch a movie, or, you know, we might just joke and laugh, and, you know, maybe do some freestyling. I'm a terrible rapper, so, you know, they laugh at me when I try to freestyle with them. So things like that are cool. You know, just kind of get my mind on it for medicine. You know, I like to laugh and have a good time, so... you know, it's not always business. I know when it's time to work, and I know when it's time to kind of just let my brain take a break for a second or two. And it's been a good balance for me.
Myron Roll is our guest, former Florida State defensive back, NFLer as well, Rhodes Scholar, currently studying neurosurgery at Florida State as well. He's here on behalf of the Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week's winner is LaMarcus Jordan, or excuse me, Joyner from Florida State. Myron, it was a pleasure to catch up. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.